Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. What's up, baby? You know a nigga really appreciates you, you hear me?
I do.
You know, I've been in this game so motherfucking long, and it feel good to have somebody I could depend on. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
I want to thank you for all the shit you done been through, shit you done lived through. Tell these niggas. My chick give me peace in this life of war. She hate my whores, but she love my hardcore. That made me a rider, not a slider. I feel like I'm in heaven whenever I'm up beside her. My woman, my girl, my lady, my chick, my motivation, my bitch. The reason I'm rich, I put my trust in her. Don't want these faggot niggas lusting her or touching her. Niggas disrespect her, I'ma fuck them up. The only one to hold my cash and my stash. When it come to that ass, I ain't even got an ass. She ready for me, because she really love me. And when it come to getting money, we get really dirty. Her gangster excites me. When I be fucking up with hoes, she ready to fight me. She know them chicken heads like me. But it's a bed I return to nightly. Yeah. Do you commit yourself unto me? And when it goes down, do you promise to keep it G? Do you swear not to share that pussy with my so-called friends or enemies? If the police are busting to the crib one night, do you promise to exercise your Miranda rights? And do you love me for the nigga I am? And will you stay by my side even if I get jailed?
Yeah, you about to witness a gangster matrimony. JT Money, all tatted on me. I'm really take you to be my husband. For better or for worse, if we rich or if we struggling. Rep you to the end, cause I rep you from the start. So bitch fall back, cause till death do us part. I'm the speed trap when he live in the fast lane. That's why I mill money wearing his last name. I'll never play you, betray you, stray from you. As long as I shall live, I will only lay with you. Now do you take me as your down ass wife? Do you promise to give me that good dick for life? Vow to keep it real with me. And if I gotta kill for you, you kill for me. Huh, this mine is yours, it's yours is mine too. Do I love you for you? Yeah, I do.
Do you commit yourself unto me? And when it goes down, do you promise to keep it G?
Yeah, I do.
Do you swear not to share that pussy with my so-called friends or enemies?
If
the police are busting to the crib one night, do you promise to exercise your Miranda rights?
Yeah, I do.
Love me for the nigga I am, and will you stay by my side even if I get jailed?
Right.
Do whatever it takes, be about that shaking that bait. Understanding the breaks, plus she holds her own weight. Baby girl, don't fake. We'll get out on the cake, but number one out the gate when it's money to make. She be working these buses with her looks and her charms. You might catch off and visit for me, shaking the bomb, making sure that I'm straight. When a player upstate, she keep the money orders coming while them chickens vacate. She be down for a nigga, bust rounds for a nigga, sitting off at the crib on blocks and pounds for a nigga. Broke chickens, they hate her, cause she getting that paper, and they know they can't fade her, cause she rowing ghetto. No chick, a sucker can't handle this type of chick. You see, she got too much game. That's my ideal woman, player, you know her name. Do you commit yourself unto me? And when it goes down, do you promise to keep it G?
Yeah, I do.
Do you swear not to share that pussy with my so-called friends or enemies? If the police are busting to the crib one night, do you promise to exercise your Miranda rights?
Yeah, I do.
And do you love me for the nigga I am? And will you stay by my side even if I get jailed?
Right.
Homeboy Tone the Bishop, man, live and direct, man. It's actually Thursday, December 17th, you know what I'm saying? Holidays is all that, New Year around the corner, but today I'm rocking with the OG legend, you know what I'm saying? One of my personal favorite rappers, MCs, you know what I'm saying? The one and only Mr. JT Money, you know what I'm saying? Straight out of Miami. What's good with you, big homie? What's good?
What's going on, brother? What's up, world? What's up, Las Vegas? Yee! We out here.
Man, that's what's up, man. So tell us, man, what's been going on with you, man, since the last time, you know what I'm saying, we heard from you.
Yeah, well, you know, just business as usual, man. You know, still creating, still doing these shows and, you know, fighting the system, you know, trying to make my next move my best move, you know. You know, this independent grind ain't easy, but, you know, it's fair. It's worth it. So, you know, every chance I get to holler at players like yourself with these radio shows, you know, I really appreciate it. You know, but I can't complain, though. You know, everything is good, you know. I ain't had to sell nothing, I ain't lose. I just got to maintain, you know, to the next
one. So, that's what's up, man, because you've been in the game for a while, man. You know what I'm saying? You paid the way, you know what I'm saying, for a lot of underground artists and plus, you know what I'm saying, folks from your city, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know what I'm saying, to be looked up on as a legend, man, how that makes you feel?
Well, it's cool. I look at it as a sign of respect, you know what I'm saying? And I did do some work. You know, I'm 26 years in this game. A lot of rappers today ain't even 26 years old, you know? So
right.
Some of them ain't even got a clue. But, you know, it's appreciated, you know, respect. But, you know, I don't let that kind of stuff go to their head because, you know, you still got to work. You know what I'm saying? You got to work to maintain your relevancy and everything else, you know?
So enough, man, because, man, you know what I'm saying, when y'all came out, you know what I'm saying, with the PC joint, the first one,
mm-hmm.
when I first got a hold of you, I was a kid, but the music
yep.
was, like, so different, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was raw and raunchy and, like, raw and uncut, man. So, like, you know what I'm saying, how did that whole style develop, you know what I'm saying, when y'all first hit the scene?
Well, that really was our lifestyle back then, you know? It wasn't even, you know what I'm saying, trying to come up with nothing. We were just doing what we did, and it kind of caught on, you know, especially by us being signed to Luke Records, and he was going through the whole freedom of speech thing, you know, so shoot, we just got on there and just started going off because we got the freedom to say what we want to say, you know, we weren't even thinking of responsibility yet, you know, we didn't realize that till the next couple of albums, you know, like, boy, the word is powerful, you know, because he cast me out there following, you know, but it served its purpose at the time, you know what I'm saying? What you call a game changer, you know what I'm saying? Because even then, Miami was looked at as just a booty-shaped place, you know? Because, you
right.
know, we had the Big Brothers Two Live Crew, and they made them girls pop their thing, you know? So we came out with a little more gangster hip-hop, you know, Poison Clan, you know, which is myself from Miami. And Devlin and Drugs, they actually from East New York, you know, but they lived in Miami. We went to school together. Them was my homeboy. And, we did things like that.
Man, because
mm-hmm.
The record that really did it for me was that Poison Is Mentally, man. And that whole record, like my whole neighborhood was on it hard, you know what I'm saying? Like, what was it like creating that record different from the first one?
Well, the first one, well, if you ask Trick called Poisonous Mentality, that's my first solo album. That's when me and Deb and them split, you know. They went and did Home Team, and
right.
I kept the Poison name, and I brought on Uzi and Mad Ball, so, you know, the cats I actually was riding with. And, you know, my whole thing was, oh, y'all liked that? Where did y'all get a load of this? So, see,
right.
those... You know, that's like two totally different albums, you know, but it's the same name group, but now you got more JT Money. So I'm just spitting that real Dade County, Miami life, you know, and that's
right.
what it was.
Cool, man, because that's a classic right there, man. I mean, you still can hear the influence from up-and-coming rappers, you know what I'm saying, going that route, you know what I'm saying, they're doing their thing and things like that. So, like, you coming like an independent game back in the day, like, is it still the same, like, for you now, or is it kind of, like, different now due to the, like, social medias and things like that?
Yeah, well, you still got the grind as such because there's so many artists today. You know, social media is good because you get to put it out there and connect with your fans that follow you. But for the fans that just, they don't really follow, you know, they like other teams have blasts and publicists and everything that push the stuff in your face. So if I'm not on there every day pushing something, nobody even know I got nothing new out. Matter of fact, I got a new album out right now called PGP, Pimpin' Gangsta Party. You just played one of the tracks from it, you know.
Right.
Gangsta Matrimony.
and I appreciate that. But,
awesome.
You know, but you still got to get out there and network. You know what I'm saying? You still need the posters. You still need the hand-to-hand, shake some hands, kiss some babies, and you got to rock these shows. So that's the same. But, you know, with the new game, with the majors being involved now, you know, cats be stars before they even got a hit record, seem like, you know?
Right.
But, you know, not in our days, we had to earn ours, you know? You couldn't sound like nobody else. You couldn't look like nobody else. Or,
right.
You know, they wouldn't even hear you, you know? And we spoke articulately.
Straight up, man. It was. I mean, like, the game has changed a whole lot. I mean, as far as, like, the music, like you were saying, you know, who was who, you know what I'm saying? Because mostly everybody now, they all doing the same thing and using the same flavor and concepts and things like that. So with that being said, like, who do you listen to, like, you know what I'm saying, the new cats?
Well, I mean, like, a song or two. I don't really... You know, I can't get into all that because, you know, I don't know if it's a time difference or just the era. You know, I like certain songs. You know, I still like Jeezy. You know, I like Trigger, but they not even new no more. But
right.
I go back and listen to my funk. You know, I go back to my Scarface and my Cubes and NWAs and, you know, get a boy, you know, just for the vibe, man. You know, I be rocking that JT Money, too, because I got so much music that ain't never came out. You know, I still get to hear something new.
Straight up, man. That's what's up. So, go ahead, bro.
No, I was saying, I give everything a chance, though. But as soon as they go to talking that craziness, I'm like, you know, I trail off.
Sure enough, man. Because it just, you know what I'm saying, like, It's just the whole same format with a lot of people, man. I think it's kind of watering the game down, but then again, you still got OGs like yourself where folks can go back and listen to it and, you know what I'm saying, get amped off of it, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, like, how the show's been, you know what I'm saying, rocking with this new generation, man, like when you hit the town, man, like how it be for you?
Well, it's good because, you know, some of them, they don't even be knowing, like they know the record, but they don't associate JT Money with Poison Clan. So if they hear a Poison Clan song, just say Shake What Your Mama Gave You. They're like, damn, I didn't know you made that too. You know,
right.
But, you know, I like to rock them, you know. So by then, I guess I done gained a new fan, you know. And, you know, I love performing. I love creating. I love performing. So, you know, I love my job.
Sure enough, man. That's what's up. You know what I'm saying? Because you've been doing the thing for a minute, man. So, is you and the rest of the members of Poison Clan, y'all still cool? Y'all associate? You know what I'm saying? Like, what's y'all relationship status like?
Yeah, everybody cool. You know what I'm saying? We've been trying to get a new PC album together. You know what I'm saying? I got about 15 or 16 songs, but I only like four of them. You know what I'm saying? Like, because my thing is we're going to do another PC album. It has to be a classic or we'll kill the legacy. Can't just do
right.
it just to do it. You know, and cats don't work as hard as I work. You know, that's the only problem. When I come in town, we get together. But when I'm gone, they not together. You know, they not working. You know, it's like everybody waiting on me. But, you know, I'm doing JT Money right now, you know, getting things set up for my boys. You know,
man.
I got to see now, you know.
That's what's up, man. So with this new album that you got out right now, y'all need to go get that. Like, what's the difference with this album and who is you working with, you know what I'm saying, as far as producers and guest appearances?
Well, with this album, you know, I did it in Clearwater, Florida with my guy, Lou Drummond. You know, he's an awesome producer and engineer. So I came here. He did most of the album, Lou Drummond. But, you know, but I got some other tracks from the cat, Bezel, this cat M.O.B. out of Gainesville, Bezel out of Tampa. You know, I be working with different dudes. You know, I still rock with Mike Fresh. Far as features, you know, I got Sean J. from Field Mob on his track, I Get Paid, with my little brother, O.G.Z. The chick, Emil, she was with Rockefeller. You just heard her on that Gangster Matrimony. That's the Laria chick. What? Who?
Right,
soft
right.
Boy. I got Kaya on there. I got Luke. You know, Kaya, my neck, my back, Uncle Luke. Let me think, who else? You know, I got my homeboy, My homeboy wife actually do a lot of that singing that you hear. Her name Topaz. Right. She got a project coming out. And my nephew Marcel, he's singing on Waterfalls and other songs. So, you know, I be trying to introduce new cats to the game versus going to chase these dudes. Because you remember at one point in time, everybody was all about features. And they're like, Jay, who you got on that? You got no features? But it's like, I'm not chasing they fame. I'm not even,
right.
You know, I don't even know them. I don't even dig them like that. So I go back and get the people I like and grew up with.
So enough, man. That's what's up. How did you hook up with Emil? Oh, man. Jay just went off the air. I don't know, something happened. But he going to come back on in a minute. Oh, man, I had a question for him. All right, we're just going to wait for JT Money, y'all. As y'all can see, he really kicking the game, man. OG status, man, for real. You know what I'm saying? So make sure y'all go get that that new record he got out, you know what I'm saying? All you got to do is Google him, you know what I'm saying, and it'll pop up. And I know he's going to call back in because we just had a slight delay. Oh, man. Oh, man. JT, you listening? Call back in, bro. Something happened. Something happened. I don't know. Ah, man. But let me go to this song right quick, and I'll hit y'all back. You know what I'm saying? I'm finna bang. This is my favorite, though.
Hey, yo. Life's a bitch, so I marry one. A nigga in love with a bitch is very dumb. The BC is hoe hater. That's the motherfucking reason all hoes hate it. But I don't give a fuck. Cause all a bitch good for is a suck and a quick nut. Trying to get a nigga richer. But I got beef for all y'all bitches. Trying to run no sex scams. And a nigga face getting fucked by the next man. But I don't care about that either. Cause all I wanna
back
do
on.
Is fuck, then leave ya.
My man back on, yo, we had a slight issue. It's nothing. You know what I'm saying?
No.
Jay, you there, bro?
You're so stupid.
Yeah.
Okay, cool, man, cool. All right, we back live action, y'all. All right, but what I was asking, like, how did you hook up with Emil?
Actually, I went to New York one day, and I hooked up with Deb and George because they had moved back up to New York, you know, original Poison family members. And we had a homeboy who was working with us, and
right.
He actually connected us. So, you know, and I still haven't even the chick. You know, we just been talking on the phone, and then she sent me a track. I did one for her. I sent her one. She did it back, you know, good game. And, you know, that was it, really. I still ain't even meet the lady yet. But we rocking, you know.
Oh, that's cool, man. So, hey, you got any videos for this project that you got out or something that you working on?
Well, you can look up Chevy Game and Hustling. Those were like the latest videos I did. Get Your Money. Get Your Money was the first single off of this PGP project. That video is up on YouTube. It was on Worldstar. Yeah, it's on Worldstar as well. You know, Worldstar, Chevy Gang, Hustling, you know. And then you can go to my YouTube page, JT Money Videos, all one word. And you can get whatever you need. And some new stuff.
Hey, make sure y'all go get them joints right there. You know what I'm saying? Support my man. He been doing it. You know what I'm saying? Never came sour on nothing. You know what I'm saying? So make sure y'all go get it. But I got a personal question. You and Trick Daddy always collaborated, man. Had y'all ever thought about or going to put out like an album together, just y'all two, man?
The fans want it, you know, especially the people in Miami. But, you know, I'm with it. You know, we just got to wait on Trick to come on in, you know.
Right.
To wait to do it for real, you know. I don't know, you know, I'm with it, you know, just for the game's sake, you know. And, you know, it'll be good because, you know, that's my homeboy for real. It ain't even, you know, it's bigger than rap, you know. We arguing, you know, a hug again later, you know what I'm saying? That's like my brother, my little brother. I'm the big brother, you know what I'm talking about?
Straight up, man.
Yeah.
Because when y'all, I think the last time I heard y'all two together was on that Pimpin' on Wax album, you know what I'm saying? What you smoking joint, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, so that was real crazy. Anytime y'all hooked up, man, it always was, you know what I'm saying? It was always just crazy, you know what I'm saying? So come on, Trick, man, you know what I'm saying? Come on the board, man. Y'all got to make that happen, man. I'm waiting on it.
Yeah, well, I'm still jugging at him. You know what I'm saying? I keep the torch lit, you know, the porch light on, but I always go push his button every now and then, check his pulse. Hey, bro, what's up? Bro, you know? I get it.
Straight up, man. So, shoot, that's what's up, man. So I just can't wait for that joint. But out of all the things that you had accomplished, man, you know what I'm saying, on and off the mic, man, what's been, like, your highlight out of everything so far?
The traveling, you know what I'm saying, the different continents. You know, I done hit every continent except Africa, you know, and that's where I want to go next. You know, I got a few plaques and awards, you know. Those are good, but, you know, the traveling and seeing the people, you know, it's big when you in a whole another time zone of the world and then they can sing word for word or they just got that love and respect, you know, that's big to me. And, you know, show. Raising my boys. You know, I'm making men out these young soldiers over here. You heard?
Show love, man. That's what's up, man. So, you know, like when people listen to your music, you know what I'm saying, and they be thinking this and that, man, what is something that, you know what I'm saying, folks don't know about JT Money that they'll be kind of like surprised by?
Well, I call myself being knowledgeable in a lot of things. You know, I speak a lot of rationalism. Like, if you look on my IG page, a dude told me, like, man, you got the most righteous and ratchet page of all. But, you know, I show them asses twerking that butt, you know what I'm saying? But it go with the music. But then I put up a quote, inspirational. You know, I did a lot of studying. But, you know, like me, I'm one of them hands-on dudes, you know. I work around my own house, you know. But that's the way I was taught, you know. I check out my own cars, you know. I fix them, you know.
Right.
But my old boy passed that game to me, you know. It's so easy to just pull up in the shop and let them people do it. But shoot, I want to get in there and clink and figure something out, you know. So
know
that, you know. And I'm a hell of a barber too, you know. That's my boys. They probably ain't never been to a barber shop. So days off, you know. Just some game.
Cool, man. That's what's up, man. So, man, with this project that you got out right now, where can folks, like, you know what I'm saying, go purchase it, download it, you know what I'm saying, buy it? Like, where can they go get it?
Well, it's everywhere music is sold. It's on iTunes, Amazon, Spotify, you know what I'm saying? And it's available right now. It's called PGP, Pimpin' Gangsta Party. And, you know, JT Money. And, I'm sure they'll like it. I know it's something on there for everybody, you know. And it don't sound like everything that's out right now. Matter of fact, it's the total opposite of what's going on, but it's going to be that music, you know. That
show
music.
Enough, man. Make sure y'all go get it, man. Support my man. Been doing it. Y'all got to, you know what I'm saying, just get it on, man. So what's your current label situation right now? Like,
well, I'm still independent. You know, I did a distribution deal for that album to Ascension, the group. But, you know, I got my own label, Crunk City Records. And, you know, I'm just rocking independently right now. You know, the major's scared to touch me because I know too much. You know, I want a fair share. You know what I'm saying? And I can't see 360 when y'all ain't doing 360% of the work. You know, if y'all share the work with me, you know, but... life is good, man. I have no gripes, no qualms, no complaints, you know. And I tell people this, like with me, I was lucky enough to make a name before them people bought the game. Because, you know, now they put them on and cut them off and you never hear from them no more. Like me, my thing was, shit, I was playing before y'all got with me, you know.
Right.
So when I stopped messing with y'all, I could still go get my money, you know.
Right on.
Yeah, so, right on. You know.
So would you suggest, you know what I'm saying, for the artist to, you know what I'm saying, remain independent and then they go with a major or just do what's best or, you know what I'm saying, get that experience on a major level?
Well, in order to do that, they're still going to have to work, you know, independently. So I would say invest back into your craft, you know. Go to real, you know, go get your stuff mixed down and mastered at a real studio for that quality sound because, you know, if you put your record on right after somebody on a major label and the sound drop, the DJs ain't going to play it. And you got to get out there and network. You know, a lot of cats get a record in their neighborhood and they think they made it, but you got to get out your hood. You got to go, you know what I'm saying, hit some of those, what you call them conventions and hit some of that stuff and get that product out there, you know. Like I said, you got to go do that hand-to-hand combat because we ain't got a whole lot of record stores no more, but those
right.
that they do have, you got to go see them. And then you got to hit those conventions, you know. You got to rub elbows. You gotta, I ain't saying kiss ass because I don't kiss ass. And that's why some of them crews that mess with me. Because it's going
right.
to be a respect thing, you know, two-way street. But, you know, you got to work it, man. Invest back into yourself. Don't, you know, going in the club and throwing your ones up ain't as effective as going to the DJ and dropping the crew that money. And then you get 10, 20 DJs playing your stuff at one time. That wouldn't be well, you know, because cats want to be known for being the one that threw the money, you know. And
right
that ain't going to be your record. That's just going to make the leeches and lurks, you know. You just drawing the other attention. Hey, turn on the light.
Showing up. Yeah. That's what's up, man. JT dropping knowledge on y'all for those that don't know, want to try to get up in this game, man. You know what I'm saying? He's just telling y'all what he know, and he know what he's talking about. Been there, done that, you know what I'm saying? So y'all take heed to what he's saying, you know what I'm saying? So, like, yeah. But, like, producers that want to do music or send beats or, you know what I'm saying, want to do a feature with you, how can they get in contact with you?
Yeah, he just hit me up, pimpinextreme@gmail.com, and I love them beats. I love that music. pimpinextreme@gmail.com. Send me some beats, and shoot, if I like it, I'm going to hit you back, get up on it, and we're going to do our splits the right way. Same one of them dudes who try to steal nothing from nobody. I want you to get yours, and I want you to keep
right.
sending me that, because I'm going to keep dropping on them. And even if I could shop it to somebody else, it might be something I don't like, but somebody sitting next to me here, and I'd be like, oh, yeah, that's my man, boom, boom. You know, I'm a real player, man. I'm a real player now. I don't play. You know, cats get money sometimes, be like, well, damn, Jay, thanks. I was doing that for you. And I'm like, nah, but I'm doing this for you. I want you to get
right.
yours. That's why we do it. We ain't doing it for, you know. Love, fame is good, but fame ain't going to pay the bills either.
Right on. Straight up, man.
And I respect it.
Right, and make sure y'all send that fire to them too. You know what I'm saying? Send some original, some that, you know what I'm saying,
yeah.
this and that. So, something that can make something happen and, you know what I'm saying, do some business and get your name out there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, like, before we head out, man, like, think else you want to say any shout outs or, you know what I'm saying, these shows you got coming up? I mean, just let the folks know.
Yeah, well, hopefully I can get back out to Vegas. I ain't been there since probably 2000, one or two or three. So, you know, I want to get out to Vegas. Y'all go get that album at PGP. Also, I got, like, 4 mixtapes on Dat Piff. And it's all new music, all original. You know what I'm saying? Get them, Jay, the G-Pass, M.I.A. Mora, and Jay Baby. You know, y'all can go to Dat Piff. Now, that's free. But the PGP, you got to go to iTunes and all that, Spotify and Amazon to get those. I want to shout out to my cuz. He probably locked in. Larry Thompson out there in Vegas, you know, big cuz. You know what I'm saying?
What up?
Yeah.
What up, Shug?
yeah, Sugar Man. You know that Sugar Man? Yeah, my dog.
Yeah,
but,
shout out. He cool people,
you know,
man.
Yeah, y'all just stay around. You know, look out for JT Money. Google me, you know. Instagram, JT Money 211 J Baby. All one word, JT Money 211 J B A B Y. Facebook. You know what I'm saying? Just hit JT Money. Or if you got room, if I could get 4 or 5 more in on the Jeffrey Tompkins, I got 2 of them, both of them about full. And then I got 2 JT Money. You know, and we out here. We working. Twitter, JT Money, M-I-E-T-L, or JT Money, P-I-M-P-I-N-X-T-R-E-M-E, JT Money, Pimpin' Extreme. And shoot, we out there. Follow me. Google me. Look me up, and we rocking.
Showing up, man. I just want to say thanks for coming through, man. Always got the door open for you here. And I'm just in the Vanguard number. JT Money Music on the way out. So you make sure y'all go get that album. And happy holidays, man, and all that good stuff. And continue to rock with you, bro. God bless, man. We out, man.
God bless. Thank you, brother.
So, all right.
Yep.
Rocking with the legend, JT Money, man. We finna spin some music, man. Could I get paid?
Ladies and gentlemen, of course you know it's some play-ass shit. Okay.
Player haters learn some game, real players and real bitches, you gon' love this.
I get paid. They like it.
They like it, huh?
I get it why the bitches in the city wanna fuck with me.
What don't know what a nigga from Chico.
I get paid. They like it.
I say, ladies, keep your panties and throw up your purses.
All
the
purses
to the front, bring the money.